I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Players are meeting with the media. Bernardrick McKinney currently at the podium. We'll see who goes on after him, and you never know who you're going to hear right here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610, the home of your Houston Texans. Stanford Routes going to join us shortly. We're going to hear from Ian Rappaport live at 1:15. Going to ask him about the Texans GM search as it continues. I'm surprised if he hasn't. He could be, but I've been monitoring a little bit. I haven't seen a quote on it. I'm surprised they haven't asked Bernardrick McKinney about Brian Game, because of all the veterans on this team, Bernardrick McKinney is the guy who did get an extension from Brian Game. That was one of the first moves that he actually made. A lot of these guys, they've already been under contract. They've played through their contracts. But Bernardrick McKinney is the one significant extension that Brian Gaines made in his time as Texans GM. And I will say this, just to give Brian Gaines some props, it looks like it was a pretty smart deal, because Bernardrick McKinney made the Pro Bowl last year and had a pretty damn good season.
I think eventually they'll ask him that today, but clearly ask more players about that today. But clearly they are in move-on mode. Obviously Bill O'Brien was after, you know, whatever that was yesterday that he did. He's talking more football. And if I were in the room, I would do the same thing, to be honest. You had your shot yesterday. You asked all the questions. He didn't answer them the way that he probably should have, but that's out of your control. So move on to football mode. And speaking of which, there were a couple of little nuggets there with Bill O'Brien that were worth at least, you know, making a mental note of. Josh Ferguson was mentioned three times, the third-year running back, three times. And that would indicate that, obviously, Lamar Miller is the starter. That would indicate he likes his options there at running back with Deontay Foreman as well.
There's some guys we don't hear a lot that I kind of want to hear from at the podium. I'll give him a podium critic grade as well. We call them the Jordan twins. Brian Gaines, two tight end draft picks last year. Jordan Akins and Jordan Thomas are at the podium. Let's hear from two-thirds of your prolific Texans tight end trio.
He's a great kid. You know, me and JT, we struggle way worse in college. College coming in, he's picking up on plays very well. You know, we encourage him as well. And, you know, he's very talented. He's just not a catcher. He can run. He has a great blocking skill set as well.
You talk plays about how much you think you've improved
with Marcus. Well, I mean, you can't really say that because we haven't put on pads. So when we come training camp, we're going to see. I mean, that's all I can say.
I can say, well, I know my footwork has gotten better. My strength has gotten better, so I'm pretty sure the blocking has gotten better. JT, he's improved a lot on blocking as well. You know, like I say, we know our assignments, so we know the calls. We can adjust to the audibles, the hots. And, you know, coming off striking and driving, that's just, you know, part of the game. But now that we've got a year in our belt, I'm pretty sure that the blocking is going to be even better than last year.
Well, Jordan Thomas, not a man of very many words. Got to give him a flat-out D-minus for his display right there. Jordan Akins, I'm going to give him an A-minus.
B-plus. He doesn't sound like a tight end.
Well, what does that mean?
A little higher pitch voice than you. I want a tight end to sound like.
But anytime you speak for two, you got to give him some credit. Do they really have to send both of these guys up there at the same time? They're not really twins.
That they're not really twins? they're both standing side by side, the Jordan twins. They're not twins. Do they know this? Have they convinced themselves that they're actually twins?
Why? Have you ever seen two guys go up to a one-person podium? Like, I've seen it after an NBA game. They got these two guys up there at the podium. Jordan Thomas clearly is the one that doesn't want to talk. He's sitting there with his hands behind his back. He's smiling as Jordan Akins talks. And Jordan Akins is basically answering the questions for both of them. Let's get a little bit more of this, Figgy. This is very bizarre.
Anything out there. What else we got?
Man, anything. Well,
Madden.
Anything.
Blow him out the door. no. What else you got?
Baseball.
I would knock it. I would knock it out the park.
Top golf. I'm all of it. You know.
Please. They might be twins.
What did you all do?
Veteran like Darren helping you guys? Oh, yeah. Darren has took me especially up under his wing, you know, by him being, you know, in the league.
They're not twins. They might be twins.
They're not twins.
We talk a lot about
they might be brothers.
They talk like brothers. They fight like brothers.
Well, what are you saying?
He's saying they fight like brothers. Brothers, not brothers.
Confidence is not an issue for you guys, but how is this Sean's confidence, the way he carries himself, the way he produces, how does that kind of elevate the way everybody, I mean, you say, what's the goal? Touchdowns, because Deshaun can make that happen.
Jordan Thomas getting comfortable.
I mean, mm-hmm. If you don't bring your A game, you're pretty much not going to be able to roll with this group. Deshaun, you know, he holds you up to a high standard. You have to know your assignments, and even if when you run your assignments, if it's covered, the play's never dead. So with Deshaun, I would say.
What is going on?
Basically, man, you got to bring your A game. We hold you to a high standard. He holds you to a high standard. So, you know, we're looking to win the championship.
You're listening to the Jordan twins, Jordan Thomas
but
and Jordan Akins.
Twins.
I mean, they're at the podium together, shoulder to shoulder. I'm starting to think maybe they get a bunk bed on the road. They share a room and a bunk bed. Let's listen more on the twins.
He's a great leader. He's a great friend. Great person. A great playmaker.
Stand up
guy. There you go. Hop in here, man.
All around stand up guy. Yeah, all around stand up guy, man.
So I mean, he makes you very comfortable. You know, he doesn't just put so much pressure on you, but he does.
He's gonna bring that swag. He's gonna bring that juice.
You know what I'm saying? So you better bring the same.
You know what I mean?
Man, what's going on right now?
I don't know.
How do you do this quote?
You gotta get used to it by now. I mean, you used to get JT or 8.
What's you call us? What's you call us?
All right, that's enough of that figure. I'm gonna ask you this because you covered football for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and you would be the guy at these mini camps asking the questions.
Yeah.
Whenever there's two guys at the podium,
that's hard,
and they're finishing each other's sentences, and they're basically intertwining in a quote. Basically, Jordan Akins would say one thing, then Jordan Thomas would come in, mm-hmm. then Jordan Akins would finish the sentence, and then Jordan Thomas comes there. How do you do that quote? You just ignore it. What if it's a good quote?
Well, if it's a good quote, then you have to separate it out, you know, verbally it written. In a written word, and that is the worst to be able to do, to have to do that like that. That was really, really bizarre. Everyone's coming out by themselves. Oh, we got two tight ends named Jordan? Let's send them out there.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.